coming up with the best ever.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's the GOAT, Charlie Z. Yeah, the final radio, the final pound for pound radio of the year. It's been a phenomenal, legendary year for me. 72 wins in 1 year. In boxing, nobody's ever done that. Nobody will ever do that. You know, that's history in the making, man. But, yeah, because the next radio will be a victory radio of my 178th win. So, I'm looking forward to it, man. I can't wait. It's been, like, almost about 3 weeks since I've my last win. For me, that's a while because I'm used to fighting, like, every 4 or 5 days, man. 3 weeks, you know. It's like, well, yeah, because, you know, the holidays, it's, like, not a lot of people, not a lot of fighters, everybody's like with their family and shit, you know what I mean? But after the new year, yeah, that's why I said the first week of January, it's a wrap. You delusional haters are done. You saw the fight where I beat the fuck out of that Israeli special ops soldier. Yeah, I'm gonna come out like that, throwing bombs. I mean, I gave that motherfucker a beating. I mean, he, you know, because, damn, that was vicious, man. Yeah, I TKO'd him. They separated. You saw I landed 11 flush hooks on his face, and then when he tackled and we both fell on the ground, I kept punching him. And then he just stopped, and he was just taking punishment. And then the staff came in and separated. They saved his ass. So I hit him like 5 times on the ground and 11 times on stand up. Damn, I beat this motherfucker's ass. I mean, dude, everybody's like, that's like everybody's favorite fight. And the amazing thing is, it happened at the end of the year. Like, I'm serious. Oh, the Israeli soldier, you fucked up. Everybody, like fans in real life, man, that's like. Shit, I guess the fans have voted, man. Well, I mean, it can't fight of the year, like, that was way too one-sided, you know what I mean? I didn't have too many close ones. Yeah, I posted the video on Charlie Z channel, me against the ninjutsu Muay Thai fighter. Yeah, I'd say that was fight of the year. It was close. I mean, I beat him, obviously, but it was a good fight. That's what I'm saying. Since I'm beating motherfuckers that quick and with the motherfuckers had such an awkward stance, I exposed you fucking demented haters when I hit him with that left hook and I posted the replay. Yeah, it's like, you motherfuckers go fight that guy and hit him. You people will get killed. What the fuck? That's why I said, read the post. That I said, check this out. And this makes, I mean, of course it makes sense. It's about all you retards that hate on me, man. Check this. Yeah, 178 is going to be phenomenal, man. All right. Right here. Hater, you cyberspace haters are fake haters. All the haters are delusional, but now here's what I meant. All right, you haters are fake haters. Cyberspace haters are fake haters. I KO'd the real haters. They're idiots, too. Big time idiots. But you clowns are fake haters, meaning you're just brave behind the keyboard. Yeah, Oleg Kud and Michael Barsky are weak, but they did show up to fight me, though, and both lost by knockout. You cyber clowns literally live in your own little fantasy world, and you feel brave by talking shit to the greatest boxer that's ever lived, me, Charlie Zelenoff, in the comfort of your home, knowing that no danger faces you. You internet jokers are jealous, mentally ill clowns, severe mental illness, and lack of self-confidence, meaning putting somebody great down makes you feel great because you're truly horrible. Makes sense, right? Yeah, what are you horrible at? At everything. But it makes you idiots see that's the truth. You know what I mean? Truth hurts, and it makes you clowns feel great when you put down, you know, an established athlete, an established household athlete like myself, because who are you? What are you established at? Your mental illness is established, yeah, that's for sure. But what have you done besides run your mouth on the keyboard and call me names on the internet? What have you done besides that? Nothing. That's not anybody. People who do that kind of shit, that's just, it goes to show that you're crazy. You know, you guys are just want to piss me off. Hey, you know what though, man? When I put on the gloves next week, all that annoying spam that you know, the videos, crazy videos you people make, those comments you, well, I mean, I restricted my Facebook and, you know, whatever, you know, these people still talk shit on your Fantasyland forums. I'm taking all that, like, I'm using it against you. I'm going to, you know, turn the tables on you duelist no haters. Like, remember when I beat the Israeli soldier? That's what I'm saying. All that shit, I'm gonna use it as motivation, because it angers me, and I'm going to take that anger out on my opponent's jaw. You know what I mean? Yeah, thanks. My thoughts on a troll, got it. Well, you know my thoughts on mainstream fighters. They're fake. And they're Gotti, well, I mean, he was a club fighter, you know. I mean, he may have been, he could take a punch against guys his way, yeah, but, yeah, what, his girlfriend killed him, wife, whatever, in Brazil. Let me give you my thoughts on Deontay Wilder, man. He's a pussy. Dude got knocked the fuck out in the ring, and then he fucking had his, posse with him, and he's like holding the belt like, yo, I'm the real champ now, like, oh, like, I mean, I'm the new champ. I'm like, dude, new champ, what? You just got decked. I nearly threw him out of the ring with that left hook. See, and the second fight, he came out like desperate for revenge. If he thought he won in the ring, why the fuck did he, you know what I'm saying? And then I start hitting him in the body. That's it. I would have got him again, but he just caught me with a lucky shot. It's boxing. It happens. But he lost. I hit Wilder, bam, bam. And then he goes, bam. And then, you know what I'm saying? We both got each other. And then he threw, you can't, look, in mainstream boxing's fake, but in all boxing, except bare knuckle, with gloves, I mean. Boxing with gloves, underground pro, fake pro, whatever, amateur boxing. You can't throw at a downed opponent, an opponent's on a knee, or a knockdown. You cannot throw. He did, and he lost. So he didn't get redemption with that knockdown because he lost, but on a technicality. And physically, he was, you know, he was getting punched. I mean, I hit him twice with them body shots. You just land one lucky shot, his motherfucker's face was looking up at the ceiling. He wasn't even looking at me. What kind of fighter throws punches and doesn't even look at his opponent? That's how it shows how sloppy Deontay Wilder is, man. That ninja motherfucker I beat, what killed Deontay Wilder? Much better fighter. And, you know, I'm telling you, he'd counter Wilder to sleep. But in the ring, though, there's absolutely no controversy. I mean, I beat Wilder twice. I'm talking about physically, like who physically got the better of who in the ring. Oh, that's you got to be completely out of your fucking mind to think that Wilder beat me. I beat Wilder with one punch. I hit him with that left hook, and the guy literally flew out of camera sight. His one leg lifted up. Both of his arms lifted up. I mean, Charlie Zonoff knocked out Deontay Wilder, man. May 7, 2014. That's it. There's nothing your haters can do to change that and beat Wilder. Yeah, let's see. Have you seen or heard from Chuck Liddell since he backed down? No. Well, if I see him again, I'm going to knock him out. You know what I'm saying? Because he talks shit to Sackback. If he wouldn't talk shit to Sackback, I'll just leave him alone. But he talks shit to Sackback. Ellie Sackback, the fucking idiot reporter walking around. And, yeah, man. What's Ellie Sackback's claim to fame? He interviewed the greatest fighter of all time, Charlie Zelenoff. Yeah, that's it. Those actors he interviewed, so what? Who cares? He interviewed me right after I beat Wilder. Chuck Liddell, are you kidding me, man? I would fucking murder him. I'm always fighting. I'm always winning. I'm so strong. I'm so explosive and fast. I'm younger than him. I'm better than him, faster than him. I got no losses. He got, like, what, 8 losses in that UFC bullshit. I beat Gilles Zavala. Gilles Zavala would literally kill Chuck Liddell. And I fucking destroyed Gilles Zavala. It would be glass-breaking, man. My power, Chuck Liddell's glass jaw, it's like tailor-made, man. He'd run away from me again. Yeah, but see, the thing is, well, he didn't physically run. He was just walking away from me. Okay, well, that's what I mean. He ran away. He'd do the same shit again. But the thing is, this time, I would literally go and attack him. Because I'm like, no, you're not going to, you're going to bitch out here and then you're going to talk shit to the delusional mainstream reporter? No, man, no. Not happening. You're getting knocked out right now. I got a new girlfriend, and she's sexy as fuck, and I obviously don't want to risk going to jail again because I have been locked up before, but I got to put these retards away, these mainstream clowns. The thing is, it's like I have been beating them. I beat a Bellator fighter. He deleted the video. I beat Gilles Zavala on video, and, you know, it's like, what the fuck? That's on video, though. Gilles Zavala was on TV. I mean, he got his ass kicked. He couldn't even land on me. Who was the toughest fighter you fought while you were out of the country? Oh, in Ukraine? Did they have tougher fighters than U.S.? Well, they had tough fighters there. Tougher than U.S.? Well, I don't know. It depends, man. It depends on the fighter, honestly. Ukraine has a lot of good, you know, boxers. Boxers that are much better than the Klitschkos. You know, I would kill the Klitschkos. They weren't, you know, well, that Vitaly clown is the mayor of Ukraine. I could still beat his ass, not in the street. No, in the street fight, I'd get arrested. But in a boxing match, even he's the, who gives a fuck if he's the mayor, man? What the fuck? Look, no offense, Ukraine is a nice country. I, you know, beautiful women over there and everything, but my ex-wife was one of them. It's just she was not a stable woman to keep a marriage with. That's why I dumped her. But it's recession over there. It's a falling. The country is just falling apart, and you know. But no, respect Ukraine. You know, I mean, I got a lot of respect from fans there. And Vladimir Klitschko, that guy's a fucking complete joke. I would light him up. Everybody knows that. I tried to fight him when I was like 22, 23 years old, and I just became champion in Las Vegas. I was even at that time, I would have beaten him. But now it's just like, it's a no-brainer. It's like, but I don't call him out anymore because, dude, I mean, he couldn't even, he lost to that bum Tyson Fury out and knocked Tyson Fury the fuck out. And I called up Tyson Fury's uncle and I challenged Tyson Fury through his uncle, and his uncle was like talking shit, and I'm like, these people are fake. They blow their own cover by saying it's not about who the best fighter is, it's a money game. Mainstream boxing's fake. Man, even that fucking bitch Brock Lesnar, man, I want to knock him the fuck out. Even he said, I saw some shit like he was defending the WWE, and they asked him, so like WWE, UFC. He said mainstream fighting and WWE, it's built the same way. It's promoted the same way. Boom, exposed. It's basically the same shit. That's it. Fuckers are exposed. Yeah, but see, WWE, they admit that they know. Come on, they all say it's a show, it's fake, but it's entertaining. You know what I mean? But mainstream boxing, oh, these delusional tars actually. Yeah, they're like, oh, come on, we're real fighters. We're no, you're not. No, you are not. I beat the fuck out of a lot of you. I'm gonna continue doing it, and you motherfuckers ain't real. I beat black belt martial artists. I beat U.S. Marines. I beat a Navy SEAL. I beat special ops soldiers in America, in Ukraine. Trust me, I beat the real fighters, you clowns. TV fighters, HBO, Showtime, Joke Time, all that crap. UFC, not Bellator. You know, Bellator, I got in the cage and I showed them who the champ is, man. Win 174. They're not real fighters. Real fighters don't fight once, twice a year. You know what I'm saying? Would you ever become a trainer after your fighting days are done years from now? Could you see yourself owning your own gym and having a camp of fighters that you train in the future? Yeah, why not? Well, right now, I just sold 2 shirts. You know, I started, you know, like a business with the boxing. With my shirts. Yeah, well, the thing is, if this thing goes good and I make a lot of money off my merchandise, I won't need to have my own gym. I mean, look, my passion is to knock motherfuckers out. To train people? Not really. I did it before. I know. I mean, well, I'm the GOAT, man. Come on. 177 battles won? Of course, I could train an average Joe to be a real motherfucker, you know what I mean? But do I really want to do that? Do I want to take it? Especially now, you know, look, I had money. I mean, come on, I was married, you know what I mean? Now I have more money, you know, I've been selling the shirts. Look, is it? I mean, no, to have my own gym, yeah, for myself, yeah, so I can, you know, track motherfuckers in the ring and beat the fuck out of them? Yeah, definitely. That would be nice. But to have, like, a camp of fighters to train, I don't know. I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I don't know. Being a trainer just was never really... No, I considered it before. People talked to me about it. But because here's the thing, man. I thought... Well, for one, it's just not really my passion. My passion is to fight. When I retire, that's not going to be anytime soon. But when I do retire, late 30s, early 40s, well, 40s is the max, I said, no fighting it. Dude, the speed and power that I have is superhuman. Even at age 50, I could still fight at the level that I'm fighting at today. No, I'm not going to fight till I'm 50. I'm just saying hypothetical. I'm going to retire 10 years before that, 40. Maybe I'll retire earlier, like 35 or so. I'd say that 500-0 is quite possible. 500-0 and then call it a career. That would be nice. But, no, the thing is, if I train motherfuckers, you know, like 2, 3, 4 years go by, these motherfuckers, they're going to get pretty fucking good. And then they might challenge me, and I'm going to have to knock out my own clients. I don't know. I mean, yeah, speaking of trainers, you know, and Jason Urbiski, I beat the shit out of him. Well, see, I'm a master boxer. And he's an MMA fighter / trainer. And you know why we had beef? Well, think about it logically. I did take up MMA for like 3-4 weeks, you know. But I was always a boxer. In MMA, if you look at the training, when I was sparring MMA, I would always throw hands, never on that ground shit. And I would get the better of this motherfucker. And he got fed up. And then he went on the internet and saw the that you know that I posted like a picture that like you saw that picture where like Urbiski's on the ground and I'm like about to hit him. Yeah, but we actually fought like full out in a street fight, and I beat the fuck out of him. Like, you remember that video where that British chick is trying to separate us? Yeah, but dude, trust me, when me and Urbiski, when me and Jason fought, we went full out. I came to his gym, and I beat the fuck out of this cat, man. And that's the thing, real life hater, him. I shut him up, man. I put an end to him. See, all you do is no cyberspace retards. You talk, hey, Jason talked more shit than all you motherfuckers because I know him in real life. Like, on the phone, he'd run his mouth and all that shit. On Facebook, he'd, hey, listen, man, when I hit him 6 times in the head and he dropped, what did all his, you know, his shit talking mean? He got exposed. He got dropped. And then we got separated. Yeah, after I beat the fuck out of him, then we got separated by his little gym posse. Those MMA clowns separated us. And see, that's impressive, man. I beat an MMA fighter in a street fight. I beat a wrestler in Ukraine in a street fight. You know what I'm saying? I kept it on the feet, and I just beat his ass. No, MMA is... I beat them in boxing matches and street fights, but to fight them in MMA, what am I going to get out of it? Yeah, well, of course I'm going to win, but what am I going to get out of it? I'm 177-0, about to be 178-0. Do you understand? 177 fights, zero losses. I mean, I might as well go to 200, right? MMA? Well, okay, I win a pro MMA fight, underground pro MMA fight. I challenged some heavyweight. We put on small MMA gloves. I knocked this motherfucker out. Okay, but then it'll make me 1-0 in MMA. But what the fuck? No, man. See, in boxing, because MMA, like, shit, like, anything could happen. You know, I could slip and these motherfuckers could take me down. But in boxing, impossible to beat Charlie Zhonov because it's on the feet, hands only. This is it. Impossible to beat me in boxing. Even on my worst day, you can be on your best day, I'll be on my worst day. I'll still beat your ass, no matter who you are. I've done it before. I beat Dijon on my worst day. It's going to be a slaughter. You're going to dominate whoever you fight. Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Yeah, I can't wait, man. I really can't wait. Do you regret never being able to fight Kimbo Slice? You know, listen, man, the guy taking, he had his fake opponents take dives. Look up right now, Kimbo Slice versus Brian Green. That's what I'm saying. Boxrec is fucking fake. It's a disgrace. That was not a knockout. Come on, man. These guys are all delusional and crazy and psychotic, man. They make a living off fictional boxing, man. You got to be ashamed of yourself to make a living off of fraud. I mean, motherfuckers make livings off credit card fraud and all that, okay, but, you know, but pretending to be a boxer and then saying that, oh, I'm a champion, and then making millions of dollars and walking around like that retard Floyd Mayweather, dude. And then Charlie Zhonov sees you and then exposes you, and then, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Like, you ain't no fucking champion, man. All your UFC stuff is bullshit. I'm the fucking greatest, man. This motherfucker didn't do shit. If Kimbo Slice was still alive, I would have knocked him the fuck out, man. I would have dropped him. He was not on my level. He was like, that's like a no-brainer, bro. I beat Jill Zavala, that ninja dude, Deontay Wilder. Are you kidding me, man? Where do you think you got your power from? Well, naturally. Jesus Christ equipped me with a superhuman amount of strength and speed. Like, by looking at me, like, yeah, I mean, can't tell that I'm so strong. Well, now everybody knows. They can see the fight videos. I'm saying, like, motherfuckers that see, that's why, okay, a lot of these Marines and shit, they don't follow boxing at all. They don't, like, they're street fighters, you know what I mean? Well, like, a lot of these, no, some of these fighters, when I punch them, they look surprised. Like, I warned them all. Come on, the other Marine, the last Marine that I beat, I told him, it's on video. He asked me, he's like, okay, how hard are we going? I'm like, what did I tell him? It's on video what I told him. You can go as hard as you want, meaning if I punch you hard, you can punch me as hard as you want back. So he's aware that we're about to fight. Yeah, and then boom, boom, boom. And then they quit right away. Why? Because they see me and they look at me and they're like, okay, this guy's like about 160, 165 at the most. And they're fucking 200 plus, you know, some, you know, 250, 240, 230, 210. They're all heavyweights or cruiserweights, you know what I mean? They're thinking like, ah, oh, come on, I could take them, you know what I mean? But then when I hit them, they're like, oh, fuck, you know what I mean? They're like surprised that a middleweight hits like a fucking super heavyweight. Lightning hand speed and brutal power, a combination of both. And they're not ready for that, man. And that's why they quit. And you know, these haters are so delusional. They're, oh, let's see you go some rounds. You fucking idiots. What rounds, man? It's hard to go seconds with me. Rounds? I'm too powerful. This is real boxing. Not fake-ass mainstream boxing. It's not, yeah, thanks. And who's your favorite fighter of all time? Me, bro, what the fuck? Myself, man. Oh, besides me, I don't have one. Mainstream boxing is fake. Are you talking about that, or are you talking about in general? Nobody, bro. I know there's other good fighters out there, but ain't nobody can compare to Charlie Z, man. You think Wilder will forever be known as your biggest rival? Well, it doesn't matter. No, I think I'm going to... Well, I already beat better fighters. I think that I'm going to beat... Okay, the Sambo Russian, the Ninja. Yeah, I understand headline-wise, you know, the... Okay, Wilder's not that famous, honestly, but, hey, listen, he needs to get in the ring with me again so we could settle this shit once and for all because, okay, I got him in the ring. He thinks he got me outside of the ring. I mean, it was not my best fight, but I still won by DQ. I'm undefeated. Okay, so that it's 2-0, but in, you know, everybody knows I beat him in the ring, and he knows it too, and so he's treating it like, oh, one, like he got me back. He didn't get shit back. He was getting punched out in the body. He just got a lucky punch, and he got disqualified. He lost 2 times. When you beat a fighter 2 times, do you want to fight him a 3rd time? Not really, you know, especially the first time was a lopsided one-shot victory. But you know what? Fuck it. Bring him on a 3rd time. Dude, this Wilder guy, he's full of shit. He's not a good boxer. He's a sloppy fighter. Very easy to counter him. He just has reach and okay. But you saw how I got inside in the ring. I got inside and I clocked him. Cold clocked him right in the jaw, and then that was it for him. Okay, but if I ever fight him again, I'm going to hit him again, and then if he doesn't drop instantly, if he gets stunned, and, like, you know, if he's out on his feet again, I'm going to make sure he's out, completely out, like, out on his back, knocked out. I just didn't want to get jumped. That's why I knew I had him. Like, well, I knew I hit him hard, you know, but then when I saw the videos, and I'm like, wait a minute, I TKO this motherfucker. These clowns are trying to treat my victory like a loss, these delusional haters, going overtime. No, no way. And Charlie Z, the best. This is the final radio of the year. It's been a phenomenal year for the champ. 72 wins, that's more impressive than the Chicago Bulls' 72-win season. because this is boxing. 72 fights in 1 year is more impressive than 72 basketball game wins, man. But yes, the Chicago, no disrespect to the Chicago Bulls. Now the Bulls are trash. They're horrible. They suck. I'm talking about no disrespect to the Jordan Pippen Bulls. Jordan Pippen Rodman Bulls. Yeah, that was my favorite team ever. And that was the best team of all time, hands down. No team that can come close to them. It's laughable now that they compare the Warriors at some point to them. The Warriors would get swept if they played the Bulls team. And the Cavs would get... Cavs maybe would win maybe one game. Spurs would win maybe one game. Nobody would beat that Bulls team. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, thanks. It ain't over yet, man. Overtime. I got like favorite basketball players, but as far as, I mean, dude, I'm the GOAT. I mean, I'm so much better than every other boxer. It's hard for me to idolize somebody, man. When I'm got 177 wins, man, and all these people disrespecting me for so many years, and I proved them all wrong, so. Go to Wilder's gym and fuck him up. Listen, he doesn't want to fight, man. He's a fucking pussy. I got nothing to prove. I beat Wilder, man. TKO'd him. Of course I would. Of course I would fuck up Wilder again. Yeah, I gotta contact my lady. Oh yeah, speaking of the... Yeah, my new girlfriend, very beautiful. All the women that I've been with, you know, they're hot. No, I'm just looking at her picture right now. On my phone. Yeah, she's sexy. I talked to her yesterday, the day before. Yeah, I talked to her every day. You know, we're getting to know each other. But next year, yeah. I'm going to go see her, or she'll come to me. Yeah, I made the right choice that I went with Daria, man. I'm tired of talking about her, honestly. You know how Claudia, my ex-fiancée Claudia, how she's forgotten? Like, nobody really talks about her and everything, yeah? Like, yeah, well, because Daria's kind of, it is fresh, you know? It's like, okay, but, you know. One second. Yeah, Yeah, well, that's how Daria. Well, she's gonna be like that one day too. Like Claudia, like my ex Claudia. Yeah, like nobody really talks about her anymore. And that's you know, it's just time to, you know, say in with the new. I got a new girl, and Daria caused me a lot of drama. She's crazy. Look, I got a lot of sex from her. Okay, but the new girl's gonna give me sex, you know. Obviously. But guess what? No problems, no drama. It's gonna be way better. I can already like vision myself when I meet the new girl in real life. I have a vision, like it's just gonna be so much better than Daria. I'm gonna be thinking like, fuck, why didn't I leave Daria earlier? What did I waste time with this crazy bitch? Yeah, so to all you deluded, demented haters, please don't like tell me, you know, you're all blocked, but you know what I mean, or whatever. You make shit public. Oh, Daria removed your name. Oh, hey, she got my name tatted, though. She may have removed it, but she still got it tatted at one point, right? She didn't laser it. She got her covered up. Okay, that cat covered up. Okay. but she got my name tatted and still got dumped because of her horrible behavior. Did I ever get her? She asked me to, it was all her idea. She asked me to get a tattoo of her name. You know what I told her? I said no. I said maybe next time, you know? Fuck no. Because I knew who she, I knew what kind of person she is. I knew she'd start some shit up. I'm like, fuck that. My God, man, I dumped this bitch. I'm thinking if I dumped her, and I did dump her. I haven't, fuck, I don't want to, hell no. Look, I made that mistake when it was Quadra, and I covered that shit up with a dragon, but I was young. I was a kid when I did it with Quadra. I'm a grown man. I'm 28 years old, man. I ain't going to make the same mistake again. Yeah, okay, she was, you know, my wife, and, you know, Quadra was my fiance, but, hey, I got a better girl than both of them, though. I don't want to hype shit up, you know. I just want to see what happens, you know. So far, so good, you know. But I mean, we met at a perfect time. Like I met her, like Christmas. And now it's New Year's, Christmas, New Year's season. Yeah, I mean, it's a great time to, yeah, to meet a hottie like her. She's sexy, you know what I mean? But yeah, she's going to be impressed with 178, though, man. '78, man. I can't wait, man. It's going to be phenomenal. It's going to be a win for the ages. I'm just going to rush my opponent and bomb on him. And I'm telling you all right now, he's either going to quit or he's going to get knocked out because nobody can take my power. Nobody. You haters are fucking delusional. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest of all time. Next radio is going to be me talking about 178. Happy New Year, everybody. Charlie Z, number one, pound, 4 pounds.